How the Rams?
Fast. Fast and explosive. But they definitely rely on Gurley. And it's big. It's big. And we're going to definitely got to stop him. We stop him. We got a chance.
Landon, when guys are getting suspended for breaking team rules, does that make it for, because you guys have a bad record already, and you don't want things to get worse, do you get frustrated with the teammates that they're putting you in a position to answer these questions and that could create a spiral effect on the season?
Nah, it's just stuff happens, you know. I don't look at it as that. It was two different things that happened with the two suspensions that happened this year. But, like I said, man, things happen within the organization, and you got to just face it, and the coach got to just keep his foot down. If you're going to keep his foot down and be stern, you got to just follow the rules.
You had no issue with the suspension? Thought it was deserved?
I wish he was here. Yeah, we need him. We need every guy that we have on this team. But, I mean, as coach. Coach make the rules, and we got to abide by them.
Landon, you've been on a lot of winning teams. Mm-hmm. I can imagine you haven't been on many losing teams. Mm-hmm. It gets to a point where week to week becomes a grind when you lose a lot of 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge of making it, you know, of avoiding the idea that this team becomes non-competitive, how important is that to these guys in this locker room?
Nah, you're going to be still competitive. I can speak for the defensive side. We're going to be definitely competitive because we all trying to eat out there. We all just still trying to be great and have our name being known. Even if it's individualism and bringing what we need to bring to the field, we still trying to do that and just be a great team as an overall.
Because you've been around a lot of teams, like I said, if you saw a team, if you were watching from afar and you saw a team that had two players suspended within 3 weeks and they're sitting with a 1-6 record, you might look over there and go, what's going on with those
That's
guys?
About it. That's all you got. It's what's going on. You like something wild is going on, or it's just like some guys would assume people just have lack of respect for coach. It's not that. It's just bad luck right now, I would say.
So McAdoo hasn't lost to you guys, the team leaders, the way you guys support him has not wavered despite these instances?
Not at all. I mean, like I said, those two guys, those suspensions just happened. It's two different things, but now we have not lost respect for him. We continue growing with him and trying to be a great team and stay together because, I mean, our back's against the wall right now. We can't fight against each other. If we fight against each other, then it's definitely going to go bad.
So. Are you disappointed in Janoris?
Am I disappointed in Janoris?
Yeah.
Disappointed in for what?
You know, for not following the rules and now having to not being suspended for a week.
Well, I mean, everybody don't know the true story, so we don't know what happened. So, I mean, I can't be disappointed in him. I want him here, but at the same time, stuff happens.
You say everyone doesn't know the true story.
Mm-hmm. Everybody don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Like when DRC speak quoted, he don't know what's going on. We don't know what truly happened and why he got suspended.
Coach didn't explain it?
Nah.
Any Rams question, guys? No? Appreciate
Landon, tight ends have scored 8 touchdowns on you guys this year. And I'm sure it's been a variety of different ways that they've gotten to the end.
No, I haven't been a variety of different ways. It's been the same formation. The first 6 times have been the same formation. Really? We had to adjust to it. We finally adjusted to it. The last, I think the only one that was a long pass was the one San Diego got. Other than that, the most of them was in the end zone area, the red zone area, and it's been the same formation.
Our team's catching you in zone because I did go back and watch
those games. It was zone, yeah. The ones they caught us in.
Do you kind of shake your head? It is. No other team has given up touchdowns to tight ends in NFL history.
I never knew.
The fact that it kept happening, it was one of those things where you just knew you guys had to figure it out.
Yeah, we just had to figure it out. You're going to get attacked at what you do best, and they attacked with our zone coverage that we like to do in the red zone, and they figured out a way to beat it, and now we figured out a way to stop it. So you got to learn. You learn and you figure it out, and you keep moving from there.